There are no problems that are defined by nationalism. They're defined by human qualities. Not how we fit people in and slot them and compartmentalize them, but what can we do to improve our human condition? These people seem to have that quality, that ability to look holistically at all of us. It's like, let's make this planet, the whole thing, a better place for all of us so that we eliminate the possibilities for war and killing. And let's start with not killing our animals. Let's start with not even thinking about killing anything that's alive unless it's just absolutely necessary as a part of a food chain. Otherwise, let's have sacredness for life, all things living. These high-level people seem to do that. They are not motivated by their needs to have their sexual fulfillment, their food intake. While these things are certainly important, and we all have to have those, food and basic resolution of our physiology, the need for truth, the need for beauty, the need for love, the need for identification and feeling of belonging as a human being, the need for dignity, and these things run their lives. They run their lives. Their lives are consumed with, not with how am I doing today and what am I getting for myself, but how is this whole thing fitting in? You see, we think that the need for food is more important than the need for truth. Have you ever spent any time around people who do nothing but lie? You take away truth and beauty and a sense of dignity from people, and it's going to kill them just as dead as if you take their food away. It's just going to take a little longer. That we need to have those things in life. And these people seem to be motivated that way. They are able to, what I call, transcend their own ego. They are, Maslow said it, they are more godlike. They are more spiritual. They are more identified with what is really right about humanity. And when you're around people like this, there is such a sensation of inspiration, of wanting to be closer to them, of wanting more, of not being able to get enough of them, that it becomes infectious. And those kinds of people, while they're rare, are the ones who are going to make this planet operate at a higher level, believe me. And we can all have more of that in our lives.